That was We'll Live Forever from the EP Little Fire by Saskatoon's pop rock trio Too Soon Monsoon. I spoke with vocalist and pianist Greg Torwalt over Skype. Greg, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
How long have you been making music? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Yeah, definitely. My mom played a lot of piano, did a lot of singing. I think she was taking her grade 8 piano when I was in the womb, so I kind of grew up with a lot of classical music. And even my dad, he would play a lot of different types of music in the house. So growing up, I was always surrounded by music. And kind of around age 5, 6, I started to take piano lessons and did a bit of vocal lessons too, kind of growing up, and did that whole music festival thing as a kid. And yeah, so I've always been around music as a child and just continued going as I got older.
Can you think of one album in particular that was really life-changing for you ever since you first heard it?
One album. I always kind of mention when people ask me about one of my favorite albums is Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That was an album I really connected with as a kid. And that would be probably my top one. Another one is Fiona Apple, Win the Pawn. That album, obviously as a piano player, that one really connected with me, and just hearing kind of her angst. I was like a teenager when I first kind of was introduced to that record, and just her honesty in her lyrics and how intense she was in her performance really inspired me to want to write my own songs.
How did you come together first with Nathan and more recently with Declan to form Too Soon Monsoon?
Yeah, so I used to live in Humboldt, and I knew I'd be moving to Saskatoon. I got a job in Saskatoon, and I was a school teacher, and I quit teaching to pursue music a bit more. So I put an ad on Kijiji, which is like an online site or whatever, mainly for like buying whatever couches and stuff. But I was looking for a bandmate, so I put bandmate wanted, a little bit of information about myself and the type of music I was interested in. And Nathan responded, and we kind of just chatted for a couple of weeks, sending some tracks back and forth, and then decided to get together and jam at his garage in the city. And so for about a year or so, I was driving back and forth from Humboldt to Saskatoon to practice, to play shows, to work, and then eventually moved to Saskatoon. And then just in this last, yeah, so then we kind of were together from, that's like the end of 2016, we first kind of started playing together. And then just in this past month here, kind of end of November, December, we decided we wanted to bring in the third member, a guitarist, and just add a little bit more energy to the band. And Declan, we've played a few shows with another band he's in, Malik, and we've always really liked his energy and his stage presence, and he's a really good guitarist as well. So we approached him and just kind of started jamming a little bit to feel things out, and we really enjoyed the connection we kind of had, and we thought kind of making it a formal three-piece would be cool. So it's really exciting now. We haven't played a full show yet. We've done an open stage at the Capitol in Saskatoon last month, and that was kind of our first little performance together. And just this week, we're going out to Calgary for Big Winter Classic and then the Winter Eruption Festival in Saskatoon. So that'll be our first kind of our debut as a three-piece. So we're really pumped for that.
How do you approach your songwriting? Is it a collaborative process, or do you really take the lead?
Songwriting, I guess. Most of it, I'll kind of bring the songs, the lyrics, the melodies to the band, and then Nathan and I will work out kind of the rhythm and stuff. And so I guess most of it, I'm kind of bringing more personal things to the band. And I think most of that kind of stemmed from just the amount of time we had in rehearsal. So since I wasn't living in Saskatoon, a lot of our practices were just working on songs we had written. So we didn't really have time to write as much at practice. It would be, okay, let's work on some of these songs and start putting a set together to play some shows. So most of it hasn't been as collaborative as maybe it can be moving forward. We're looking forward now, even after this album, to work as a three-piece. Now that I'm in the city, all three of us are in Saskatoon, and we have more time to get together and work on songs from scratch as a band, as opposed to kind of bringing an individual song and then kind of figuring it out after it's kind of written.
You released a couple of EPs in 2017, and more recently you've released a few new singles from your upcoming new record, Waves. How do you feel your sound has evolved with your newer music?
Yeah, I think our sound, it has definitely evolved. Our first few EPs, we were just trying to get some energetic music out. We play in lots of clubs, so you have to have, you know, high tempo stuff to keep the crowd engaged. And so that's what our first two EPs were really kind of focused on, was that type of music. And even production wise and in the studio, we were focused on kind of making sure it sounded like as perfect or as good as we could possibly get it. And with this record, we wanted it to have more of a live sound and really organic sound. So in the studio, we recorded lots of the tracks like as a band together, and not as worried about getting like the takes exactly perfect or the vocal takes bang on, more about getting that emotion across and that performance across through the record. So this record, upcoming record, it's a bit more, I'd say, piano based, lots of like nice kind of melodies throughout the album. We got some down tempo stuff with writing an album. We found we had more space to kind of play around with dynamics through the record, and kind of some moodier tracks. And yeah, it's a really nice record. It's got a nice kind of flow throughout, takes you on a bit of an up and down journey throughout the album. And so I'd say it's evolved to a bit more of a kind of like a natural sound. It's not as processed sounding.
Tell me about the first single, Ocean.
First single, Ocean. Yeah, that was the first song written for the album. And at the time, we weren't really planning to start writing a new album. We were just kind of in the process of putting out our Side Effects EP. And Ocean was written. Yeah, the whole record was actually kind of written in order. So the track list order is kind of the way that the songs were written and the experiences kind of going through. But Ocean was written just as a bit of a self-reminder. So reminding myself that, you know, we're all kind of going through our own thing, and to not kind of think that my problems are, it's easy to kind of blow up the things you're going through and making them seem like such a big deal. So it was kind of inspired by looking up at the stars and realizing, you know, how small we actually are in the grand scheme of things and how insignificant some of those problems can be. But instead of writing about the stars or the universe, I thought it was kind of, since we're a water band, our name's Monsoon, it's kind of fun to write about an ocean. So imagining myself as a wave in a much bigger ocean. So that kind of idea of just being a small part of the bigger picture.